Figure 3 shows what's termed as an isometric contraction, that is a constant length contraction. The spring is initially at L0, we'll stretch it to L1, and when it's at L1, we'll clamp it. Once we clamp it, we'll stimulate it, we'll make the spring constant K increase. Now it doesn't shorten, but we do increase the force being transmitted through the new stronger spring. This shows up as a straight line at L1 equal to L2, going from the intersection of K1 all the way up to K2, producing a new force, F2.